SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, limited flights announced to evacuate Australians from New Caledonia. The government still calling for the release of Julian Assange after the latest UK court ruling. And in sport, Matildas captain Sam Kerr out of the Paris Olympics. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Graw. The government has announced a limited number of flights to evacuate Australians stranded in New Caledonia. In a post on the social media platform X, Foreign Minister Penny Wong has confirmed clearance has been received for two government-assisted departure flights today for Australian and other tourists to depart New Caledonia. The minister says passengers will be prioritised based on need. She says the Department of Foreign Affairs is contacting registered Australians and the government is continuing to work on further flights. State and territory leaders say the government's planned changes to the National Disability Insurance Scheme could leave disabled Australians in a worse position. The leaders have made a joint submission to a government inquiry that any attempt to cut spending could impact its effectiveness. Laws currently before federal parliament aim to limit NDIS spending growth to 8% and requiring those on the scheme to complete needs-based assessments, which the government estimates could save $14 billion over the next 4 years. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says that capping funding growth would not mean a cut in services.
Funding for the NDIS will continue to grow. It will actually continue to grow quite strongly. But everyone, state and federal, everyone associated with the scheme has an interest in and has a responsibility to make sure that we're getting value for money.
There's a renewed push for the Australian government to help secure the release of Julian Assange. Independent MP Andrew Wilkie says a deal needs to be struck to secure Assange's freedom, who remains in a UK prison after he was granted leave to appeal his extradition from the UK to the US on espionage charges. The journalists' union MIA has backed that call, with MIA President Karen Percy urging US President Joe Biden to end the prosecution of the WikiLeaks founder. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the Australian government will keep doing what it can.
Our position has been very clear. Enough is enough. There's nothing to be served by the ongoing incarceration of Mr. Assange. And we continue to work very closely to achieve that outcome.
Australia's energy regulator says delays with renewable energy projects could impact the reliability of the country's electricity network. Updated findings from the Australian Energy Market Operator suggest delays to battery projects means power outages could become more likely during times of high demand. The AEMO says the likelihood of such incidents could be managed in the short term by transmitting energy from other states or tapping into off-market reserves to match supply with demand, but that long-term investment is still required. Labor Minister Amanda Rishworth says that's exactly what Labor is aiming for, but National Senator Bridget McKenzie has told Channel 9 the government is responsible for failing to meet its own targets.
We've got, particularly in Victoria and New South Wales, having to purchase emergency energy supplies. Mm. That's not cheap, so your power supply is going to go up, not down. And what they also said was that coal-fired power stations are going to stay open for longer under Labor, because these renewable projects, it's not all about renewables, are being held up by environmental laws. So yeah, there's no credible plan to net zero by 2050 under Labor.
Telstra has announced it will cut up to 2,800 jobs by the end of the year. Chief Executive Vicky Brady says the mass layoff at Australia's largest telco company is necessary for productivity and to simplify operations. Employees and unions were not consulted before the announcement, But Ms Brady says consultation on 377 of the proposed job cuts will begin today.
We will continue to work through the detail as fast as we can on the remaining proposed changes, and I anticipate being able to update our employees around mid-July. As part of our ongoing work to reduce our costs, we will also focus on other cost categories, including non-labour related costs.
To sport and in football news, Matilda captain and star striker Sam Kerr has officially been ruled out of the Paris Olympics alongside fellow attacker Amy Sayer. Both have recently undergone knee reconstructions. Influential defender Claire Hunt has overcome injury and will return to the squad, but there's still doubt over Katrina Gorry, who had ankle surgery last month. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.